This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. It's hard to imagine a more mixed bag of feelings than those of Michigan football fans this week. While everyone is feeling the pain of the truncated football season, from Spartan fans to Eagles fans and all of Michigan's other teams, who else had to cancel a 100-year-old rivalry game? The cancellation of Michigan's annual grudge match against Ohio State comes against the backdrop of leadership uncertainty and a head coach who's being actively courted within the NFL. Austin Meek is a staff writer for The Athletic, covering Michigan football. Austin, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
So what kind of blowback is Michigan's athletic department dealing with for calling off the game this weekend?
Well, certainly it was a historic day when you think about the history of the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry that had been played every year since 1918. In fact, it's kind of ironic that that streak began
during a pandemic, right?
When college football was attempting to play during a pandemic. Yeah, and games were being canceled. Michigan only played 5 games that year and ended up sharing the national championship. And this year it's Ohio State that is 5-0 and trying to win a national championship. And playing that Michigan game would have been significant for the Buckeyes. So canceling that game, it was certainly was an understandable decision given what Michigan was experiencing with its COVID-19 outbreak. But no small thing for sure to cancel a Michigan-Ohio State football game.
The rivalry is, needless to say, hotly anticipated by fans. But, I mean, this game is a huge deal for players also. Did you talk to any players, maybe especially seniors, about how they're feeling right now?
We haven't been able to speak to any players on the team. Initially, they had scheduled an opportunity for that, but then due to the COVID-19 outbreak, that ended up being canceled. But yeah, it's a huge thing for the coaches, for the players, for the Big Ten Conference. This is the Big Ten's marquee rivalry. It generates a huge amount of TV revenue for the league. And there's a lot of pride wrapped up on both sides. And I know from the perspective of Michigan people, it had been suggested that Michigan might essentially try to duck Ohio State and cancel this game, either because they were afraid of getting blown out or because they wanted to damage Ohio State's season. And that provoked quite a strong response from people at Michigan, including athletic director Ward Manuel, who was adamant that if there was any way that Michigan could have played this game, that they would have.
I saw that video he made. He was spitting fire for sure. The Big Ten rules, what people mean about spoiling the game is that Big Ten rules say you have to play 6 games in order to be eligible for the Big Ten championship. But I've seen some reporting that those rules may be eliminated so Ohio State can play in the title game. Rules? What rules? There's a pandemic going on here, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we're all making it up on the fly this season. And when the Big Ten decided to come back and play this year after initially saying that they weren't going to play in the fall, they did make a rule that said in order to be eligible for the conference championship game, teams had to play at least 6 games. And that became complicated at the end of the season when the Michigan-Ohio State game was canceled, leaving Ohio State, which is clearly the Big Ten's best team, with only 5 games. So the Big Ten athletic directors spoke this week and voted to lift that 6-game minimum so Ohio State could play in the championship game, which is probably the right decision if the goal is to reward the best team, but certainly came with some controversy because that had been the rule that they put in place before the season.
Yeah. Austin, this has been a season in which the NCAA, the Big Ten, and the schools have really tied themselves in knots, trying to get some normalcy of play and some normalcy of a season. And now here we are. Everything has been so on again, off again, and just wrought with controversy. Not to mention the fact that this was a season when our national conversation about college athletes and the lack of compensation for them was really just getting interesting. Do you see any changes coming out of what's happened here this season? Or is everybody just really hoping this is going to go away as soon as possible and we can resume the kind of football that we're accustomed to?
I think there is a very strong sense of wanting to get back to normal in all ways of life. And certainly sports is part of what we think of as normal life. And I think there was a hope that we would be able to have a college football season this year to give a little sense of that normalcy in the middle of what's been a really difficult time for our country. Unfortunately, I think what we've seen with the football season is the same thing we've seen everywhere, which is it's just impossible to have normal right now. And with the number of games that have been canceled, the number of schools that have had outbreaks, we're reminded every day that playing football in the middle of a pandemic is a really difficult thing to do. And I do think that this season has really opened people's eyes to the sacrifices that the players make. And they're not paid. They're amateurs. They're not professionals. And they have been asked to make a lot of sacrifices to make this season happen. And I do think that one thing that could come from this season, and we'll see where it goes, but I think more people, more football fans, have an awareness of just what the players put into it in order to keep college football going. And of course, college football makes a lot of money for a lot of people, but not for the players.
Let's talk about Jim Harbaugh. A number of sources said earlier this week that Ward Manuel was trying very hard to make a path for Jim Harbaugh to stay at Michigan as head coach, maybe with less salary and an adjusted coaching staff. What are you hearing right now about the negotiations?
Yeah, I believe that that's accurate, that there is a pathway for Jim Harbaugh to return to Michigan, even though his tenure up to this point has not lived up to the great expectations that existed when he was hired. And certainly this season has been a challenge for Michigan at 2-4. But Jim Harbaugh is beloved here still as a former player, a star quarterback for Bo Schembechler. It was such a momentous occasion when Jim Harbaugh was hired. And I think there's still hope that they can make this work, although it does feel like they're kind of down to the last chance here. And it's not a given that he will be back. There's certainly speculation that he might consider a return to the NFL, where he had success before he came to Michigan. So it's a tenuous situation right now as they try to figure out what the future is.
From what you know of Jim Harbaugh, what's in it for him to stay another year? What's in it for him to extend his contract?
Yeah, I think that Jim Harbaugh does have an emotional attachment to this place that he wouldn't have to any other job. This is home for him. And I really believe that this was the place that he wanted to retire. And the track record with Jim Harbaugh is that he doesn't tend to stay anywhere very long. He's had other coaching jobs where after about 4 years, everybody was ready to move on from it. But I do feel like it's hard to quantify, but there is sort of an intangible value in being at the place that you call home. And I think for that reason, Jim Harbaugh would be motivated to try really hard to make this work and to give it another shot, even if the odds were stacked against him. But at the same time, everybody understands the business of coaching, that if you're not winning games, you're probably not going to stay very long in the job that you have. And sometimes the best move is to get a fresh start somewhere else.
Remember that Jim Harbaugh was one of the voices behind the push to let Big Ten football go forward this season. And when the Big Ten did reverse its decision and put testing and safety procedures in place, there was great rejoicing. But now players are still getting sick and the game with Ohio State has been canceled. Do you think that people are feeling like it was worth it to try to make the sacrifices that were made?
You know, Jim Harbaugh was asked that question recently, and he said that he felt like it was worthwhile to try to play this season, even with all the challenges that have come along with it. Although I have to believe that if coaches and players had known back in August and September how this season would have played out, at least they would have had to think twice about it. Coaches are wired in a certain way not to back down from anything. And we know Jim Harbaugh especially is ultra competitive, not going to shy away from a challenge. But this is such a different challenge than anything that coaches and players are used to dealing with. There was a lot of confidence and probably false confidence, frankly, that schools and teams would be able to navigate this pandemic. But as we've seen, no amount of preparation, no amount of protocols can ensure that you're going to be able to play safely. And I think the outbreaks that we've seen in the Big Ten, at least it has to raise the question of, was this the right thing to do? Or should the Big Ten have stuck with its original decision and not tried to play football this fall?
Austin Meek is a staff writer for The Athletic covering Michigan football. Austin, take care. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, April.